Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Amen, amen, and amen. We're so glad to have you tonight here on Your Place Love Connection Bible Study, as we are every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30-ish p.m. We are so glad that you join us during this holiday season, for we are truly, truly celebrating Christmas time and Christmastide. We ask that as you join us tonight, be prepared, because this will be our last evening to give a word for the holiday. Afterwards, we'll come back and we will be back with our normal Bible study. And you can join us here at Your Love Connection as we will continue the signs by Dr. David Jeremiah. But at this time, we're going to start off with a song. I'm going to have a prayer. We'll have a song. Then we'll have a scripture, and then I'll do a sermon for you. As we start, we want to go to the Lord. Would you bow your heads with me? God, as we come tonight, we just want to be reverent, appreciative, humble, loving. As we come before you, dear Lord, sit at your feet. I remember when I would sit at my dad's feet and I would put my arm around his calves and I would just hold him. And we come to sit with you tonight so that you can impart wisdom and knowledge to us, empowerment and hope. Lord, things are happening all over the world. In Chicago, they're saying that people can't buy or sell unless they have a shot. Lord, any time that we're concerned about being able to buy or sell, that's reminding us of the end times and the mark of the beast. So, Lord, we know this word is so crucial at this time. And so we come before you, O God, asking that you might open our hearts and move us out of the way, and that your people who are listening might hear this word, might go to their hearts, because time is passing and we won't be able to recapture this time. And so we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your name, for you are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you're worthy. And we're so unworthy, but you love us enough that you died for us on Calvary's cross. And as you did so, you redeemed us and gave us the right to be called your children. And so, Abba, Mother, walk with your children tonight. Touch their hearts so they can ask, what must I do to be in right relationship with you? As we go before you tonight, in the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Because of who you are.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Our scripture reading is coming from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. I will be reading from the New Century Version, and we'll start reading at verse 26, Luke 1:26. During Elizabeth's 6 month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings. The Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very startled that the angel said and wondered what this greeting might mean. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid. God has shown you grace. Listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and will, with the power of the Most High, will cover you. For this reason, the baby will be holy and will be called the Son of God. Now, Elizabeth, your relative, is also pregnant with a son, though she is very old. Everyone thought that she could not have a baby, but she has been pregnant for 6 months. God can do anything." Mary said,
"Hallelujah.
I am the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." Then the angel went away. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to start off tonight by saying God is good all the time.
All the time.
God is good. Hallelujah. I want to give honor to God who is my joy. And I just want to thank Dr. Edwards, my mentor, for this word and for supporting, and just saying thank you to the audience and the support system, lifting up Dr. Sherlyn Cook, our bishop. I wanted to lift up Bishop Michael. We just thank you so much for his support. He is such a support system. And as we go through this evening, we want to ask that our radio audience tonight be focused on the theme, unexpected joy. Unexpected joy. I'm going to start off by reading the text out of Luke, the second chapter, the 8th through the 20th verse from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid.'" Hallelujah. "I bring you good news of great joy. It is for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Here is how you will know I'm telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God, and they said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. And after the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over and over. You see, the shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God, and everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told. Would you bow your head with me? Lord, we thank you now. I thank you for a mentor, Dr. Thomas, and the support that he's given through the years. I ask that you bless his family. I ask you bless the family of my brother, Robbins, Pastor Robbins, and that you take care of Stephanie and bless their family as they're struggling. I ask that you would watch over your people during this holiday season, the church, Lord, strengthen them, watch over them, help them to really understand what's important, that you are really the reason for the season. I ask, oh God, that things would work well with my house and all those things that I'm working on and my life. So I'm asking, Lord, that you would humble this, your servant, and allow me to approach the throne of grace, to draw me closer and us closer to you today as we seek obedience to your will and your way. Lord, bring our thoughts and actions in line with your word so that we may be in sync with the intercessions being made in heaven. For no one can preach. All right, Pastor Frank, unless you first speak. No one can do anything unless you first move. And if you don't send the anointing, there will be no power in what is said and done. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Again, the topic today is unexpected joy. Unexpected joy. We're looking at Luke, the second chapter, the 8th through the 20th verses. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now let me ask you a question today. Have you ever been engaged in your normal routine when all of a sudden the Lord steps in and blesses your situation beyond your wildest dream? I like to call those instances, those times, unexpected joy, times of unexpected joy. Like the announcement of the birth of a child. unexpected joy. News from the doctor about the remission of cancer. That's unexpected joy. A job offer that you've been waiting for finally comes through. Unexpected joy. And maybe you were broke and you found $20 in a pair of your jeans that you hadn't worn in 2 weeks. Unexpected joy. I like to call those instances, those times, unexpected joy. And there's a drastic need for joy in this pessimistic world filled with sorrow. Oh, yes, we live in a world where we need a savior. Millions of people are living in a life without joy. The life is full of frustration, unhappiness, brokenheartedness, hopelessness, depression, confusion, fear, and sadness. I deal with veterans this way every day. But I came by to tell you this morning, whatever your situation, you can receive an unexpected joy in the story of the Christ child. You see, the shepherds in this scripture experienced an unexpected joy on the night that Jesus was born. Who would have thought that at this particular time and place in history, the God of the universe would have entered into human history in such an unexpected way? Who would have thought that such an important point in time, on such a momentous occasion as the coming of the long-awaited Messiah, would be announced in a shepherd's field? Who would have thought that the little itty-bitty small town of Bethlehem would have such a prominent role in the drama of salvation? For generations, people of faith had been waiting to hear the good news of the Messiah. They had prayed for God to send a Savior, but the promised deliverer did not appear. Many people had given up hope. Others continue to search the scriptures in an effort to discover some sign by which to recognize the Christ. It is funny that at the time of Christ's birth, only a handful of people knew what had really happened. The fact of a poor girl named Mary having a baby in a Bethlehem stable seemed of little importance at the time. The irony of Jesus' birth was that he was looked for, hope for, and prayed for. But he wasn't expected when he came. Few people recognized the coming of the Christ. The social elite slept the night away in comfort and security. The innkeeper, who had shown pity to Mary and Joseph, failed to comprehend what was taking place in his own stable. King Herod heard the news but was angered by it. He saw Christ coming as a threat to his power and authority. For all their power, all their status, and all their knowledge, none of these people found their way to the manger in Bethlehem. See, they didn't expect the Christ coming so inconspicuously and quietly. So they missed his birth. None of them thought to look for the miracle and the joy of Christmas in the unlikeliest of places. Yet this little baby, born in humble surroundings, now commands the allegiance of millions of people all over the world. It was an event that has shaped the course of history. However, that's the way God works. God transformed dusty, dirty little Bethlehem into the spiritual capital of the world. God transformed the crude wooden cross into the symbol of redemptive love. God transformed an empty tomb into the divine promise of eternal life. You see, when God intervenes into human history, God transforms simple events into significant accomplishments. And as the Gospel of Luke records the story, it was one dark and dreary night that a group of shepherds were keeping a lonely vigil as they watched over their flocks. And when, according to the word, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and even though they were afraid, the angel said unto them, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, you see, for unto you born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And that night, they received an unexpected joy. The birth of Jesus, the Messiah of the world, was announced to an unexpected and unlikely group of people, shepherds. In the Gospel of Matthew, we find the very colorful report of a royal visit by the Magi, or wise men from the East. But in the Gospel of Luke, there is presented a different theme. You see, Luke chooses the less illustrious visit by humble shepherds. Shepherds were not viewed by others as being important at all. They had a very humble job. I believe this is why God made it clear that God's values are different than our values. The good news was and is for all people, even the very poorest people. So the Gospel of Luke shows us to expect, come on somebody, the unexpected. For the child born as Savior was found in the back of a hostel, in a place where animals were kept. One would not expect to find the glory of God in a place like that. Maybe in a temple, maybe in a synagogue, maybe on a Sunday morning at your church, maybe. But not in a feeding trough filled with hay. Now, why do you think that God sent Jesus in this unexpected way? Maybe God wanted us to be thankful for the real present and not to worry about the wrapping. Hallelujah. I think God was thinking of the poorest of people, even the homeless people whose only place may be places not even fit for animals. God wants all of God's people to know that Jesus was sent as their friend and as their helper. What an unexpected joy. We do not always encounter Jesus where we expect him to be. Many times he's with the lowly, the poor. He's with the oppressed and the hungry. He comes to us when we least expect him. He confronts us in the rejected, in the homeless, in the hopeless, in the sick, and the hurt. In Matthew 25, Jesus said, "As much as you have done it to the least of these, my brothers, you have done it to me." Could it be that God is trying to tell you and me to look for meaning, look for mystery, miracle right here in the matter-of-fact problems, in the matter-of-fact pain and potentials that make up our daily lives? Maybe what God is saying is that the miracle and the joy of Christmas time that I need will not be found in far-off Bethlehem or even on the decorated altar of the church, but in the birth of hope, in the birth of peace and love and joy deep in our ordinary hearts. The key, though, is that our hearts have to be open for growth and transformation. But what an unexpected joy. We need to expect unexpected joy by looking for joy in the common things of life, in the midst of trials and tribulations that we so often take for granted. When God wakes us up in the morning, come on somebody, that's an unexpected joy. Every time the dawn of the morning comes to chase away the shadows of the night, hey, it's an unexpected joy. Every time the stars come out to light up the midnight sky, it's an unexpected joy. Every time a rainbow appears after the storm, it's an unexpected joy, and the glory of God is revealed. During the Christmastide season, we are given another opportunity to realize our Lord Jesus Christ's presence, to celebrate the gift of his birth to this world, to keep alive the sense of wonder and mystery of Christmas, to appreciate the unexpected joy of the Christmas story. So let us never allow our hearts hearts and lives have become so closed and crowded that we fail to be part of what God may be doing right now, right in the midst, right under our noses. Sometimes, you see, we miss out on the joy because it's unexpected. But the shepherds who are on the other side of town, hello, somebody, who were watching their flock by night, who were told of the Savior's birth and were invited to the celebration. You see, that's why in Luke 2, 17 through 18, it says that when the shepherds had seen Jesus, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. You see, the shepherds didn't just talk about what they saw, but about the life-changing good news they heard. It was indelibly written on their hearts. Joyful worship and witness like that of the shepherds is a result of a personal experience with the Christ of Christmas. You see, they expected the fact that he had been born for them personally. And they had to tell everyone they met that shepherds, that day, they left the stable, not walking, not just talking, but praising our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. They experienced an unexpected joy that flooded their soul. So if God can make the greatest announcement in human history in a shepherd's field, come on, somebody in Bethlehem, and bring unexpected joy, I'm sure that God can come and bring joy in the midst of our situations and our struggles. Oh, don't let problems get in the way of your praise tonight. Oh, don't let the Bible, remember the Bible tells us that the shepherds didn't. They didn't let them get in the way. Some people praise God, come on, y'all, by raising your hands and shouting hallelujah. Some people praise God by just saying amen, however you choose to do it. When you praise God in spite of your problems, it is precious and it's priceless, and God will bless you with an unexpected joy. You see, this joy, it's something that happens when you recognize the hand of God in whatever is happening and realize that in any and all circumstances, God is at work on behalf of God's people. Oh, yes, this is a joy that comes in knowing that God is in control of all the circumstances of life. So don't try to escape a struggle and tough situation asking, how can I get out of this? Instead, in faith, ask God, what can I get out of this? This is what faith is all about. And you may just be surprised with an unexpected joy. Sometimes, when you're least expected, God will show up through an unexpected joy. It doesn't make any difference what your situation is. You can receive the unexpected joy of Jesus this Christmas tide. For if Jesus Christ touches you, he blesses you in unexpected ways. He will get you up from wherever you are and fix you up in ways you've never imagined. God is interested in the well-being and the blessedness of God's people. Oh, yeah, you'll go through trials, but when your trust is in God, God's grace puts a joy in your heart that can never be removed. Because the joy of Jesus is reassuring. The joy of Jesus is reaffirming. It's uplifting. It's enlightening. It's empowering. Storms can't sweep it away. Trouble can't overcome it. Problems can't prevent it. Burdens can't crush it. Sickness can't stop it. The devil can't defeat it. Death can't even destroy it. The joy of Jesus is life. It's love. It's strength. When you yield to it, something happens over which you have no control. God steps in. Come on, somebody. The Holy Ghost takes over, and it can cause us to rejoice in the presence of God. Oh, if you want joy in the Christmastide season this year, count your blessings rather than your problems. Or we can claim joy right now, and it starts by thanking God. Come on, if he woke you up this morning, can't you say thank you? Hallelujah. If he put foot on your table, can you say thank you? If he put clothes on your back, won't you say thank you? If he put a roof over your head, won't he say thank you? If God made a way for you out of no way, can't you just say thank you? And if you count your blessings, you will be lifted up on the wings of joy. And if you get high enough in joy, you won't worry about the problems of this old world. So when you count your blessings long enough, you'll be lifted up high enough to see things as they truly, really are. Everything will be the same. Yet it will look different. The mountains in your life will still be there. Oh, yes, they will. But
But when you lift it up in joy, come on, somebody, those mountains will look like molehills. When you lift it up in joy, your burdens can become your blessings. When you lift it up in joy, pain can be powerful in your life. When you lift it up in joy, problems can become your possibilities. Grief can become your grace. Your cross will become your crown. Grace, however, will bring you glory. Hallelujah. So you keep on counting your blessings and you will obtain joy. Oh, joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away. I'm talking about joy that only God can give. Joy not because life is good, but because the God we serve is good. Joy because trouble can't defeat you. Death can't destroy you and the grave can't hold you down. Joy because God is for you and nobody, hallelujah, can be against you. Joy because the kingdom will come and God's will must be done, hallelujah. Joy because the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want, I shall not. Joy because the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. Joy because the one that is in you is greater than anything in this world. Joy because nothing can separate you from the love of God. Joy because weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, hallelujah, comes in the morning. I'm so glad this morning. I'm so glad this evening. I'm so glad in the afternoon hour that the joy of Jesus will lift me any time of the day. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. And now I can tell the whole world about this. I can tell the nations I've been blessed. I can tell them that the comforter that has come and he has brought joy, great joy, great joy, hallelujah, to my soul. You see, the Christmastide season, go and tell the story with joy that when God was ready to enter into human history, he didn't come as a king, but he was born as a poor child. Shut out from society, relegated to stable, born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothing, laid in a manger and slept on hay. Oh, go and tell the story with joy of how he was struggled into Africa, reared in Nazareth, baptized in the Jordan, driven in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. Oh, yes, you do. Hallelujah. Go and tell the gospel story with joy that tells of Jesus' mighty works, that tells of how he healed the sick and raised the dead, how he made the blind to see and made the lame to walk. Go and tell the story of his journey, hallelujah, to the cross. Tell how he was betrayed by a colleague, how he was rejected by his friends, tried by the government, condemned by Pilate, mocked by the crowd, rebuked in scorn, pierced in the side, hung on the cross, and how he died to set humanity free. Hallelujah! But don't forget to tell them that God raised him up, ha, and gave him a name above every name, and that name is Jesus. So that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, my God, is Lord. And because of that, oh, tonight, hallelujah, I have joy. Thank you, Lord. Joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. Unexpected joy. Glory to God. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Amen. Whew, thank you, Lord. Know somebody tonight wants to experience that unexpected joy. Somebody tonight knows what I'm talking about when they woke up this morning and there was food on the table. And they want to thank the Lord for it. Somebody knows that there was a bill that needed to be paid, and miraculously, unexpected joy occurred, and the bill was paid. Hallelujah. But it's because there's a God who died on Calvary's cross for you. And so if you're interested in coming to know that Lord, that Savior, that God that manifested himself as a child, as a baby, born in Bethlehem, if you believe in your heart and are willing to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, he's King, he died and rose for you and is at the right hand of the Father, and you believe that, then say with me, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for stretching your arm. Thank you for coming, oh God, as a baby, so that I could see who you are, learn to walk like you walk, and trust and take your hand and believe that you died on the cross for me, and that by believing in you that I have life eternally with you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for changing my life. And believe that. And if you believe that tonight, hallelujah, you confess that with your mouth, you are truly a child of God. Oh, you can celebrate today. Yes, you can. Because God is wrapping God's arm around you. And so all we ask is that you get involved in a Bible-believing church. And you get baptized. And you continue to work right here with us in your place, Love Connection Bible Study. You come and you worship, you grow, you stay involved. And this Christmastide season, tell your story. Tell your story about the unexpected joy that God brought to your life. Hallelujah. And how he changed and transformed you and is in the process of doing that. Thank you, Lord. 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 So we're asking that you stay with us tonight, and that if you've listened to our sermon and you've heard the word of God and you've accepted, we ask that you share this with other friends so that they too could get to know the story of Jesus. We ask that you meet us here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Call in to 646-478-4932. Feel free to bring a friend and join us every Tuesday at your place, Love Connection Bible Study. Thank you for being with us tonight. God's blessings be with you. Happy New Year.